This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, another great day in Trump land. Going to get a Supreme Court pick right at 6 o'clock West Coast time. East Coast time, that would be 9 o'clock, and that would be right when my show ends. So stay with me, this radio show, all the way to the end. Stay with me on TV all the way to the end. At the moment my show ends, that's when Trump is tweeting out to the world. You know, my show ends at basically 5:58 and change West Coast time, 8:58 and change East Coast time, and that's 2 minutes before Trump says he'll be releasing his Supreme Court nominee. Very exciting stuff, and I'll tell you what, I've made it clear over the weekend that my pick is the lady, Amy Barrett. That's my pick. Amy Coney Barrett is my pick for the United States Supreme Court. If I know Donald Trump, that's what I believe he's picking. I always go out on a limb. I could be wrong, but I'm mostly right. I'm right about 99% with Donald Trump, and I think he'll pick Amy Coney Barrett. And the reason why I think it, because they're all good choices. It's not like there's a single bad choice for Donald Trump. Everybody he's got as a finalist is a great choice, or a very good choice, if not great. But the look on liberals' faces when you nominate a woman, a beautiful woman, a woman from Notre Dame, a woman who is wrapped up in being Catholic, who believes very much in her faith. Let's see them attack a woman. Let's see them butcher a Catholic woman. Let's see them go after Catholics. I just love this. I think it's great. Democrats are going to be in a corner, and their only choice is to attack her for being Catholic. They're going to say that a Catholic is no longer qualified to be a Supreme Court justice. Really? Are we going back to like the 1850s? Racism against Catholics in this country? Well, obviously it's not racism against Catholics. The Democrats love Latinos. They love Mexican illegals. They're all Catholics. So it's not against Catholics. It's against white Catholics. White Catholics. They hate white Catholics, and so it's all going to be on display. If he names Amy Coney Barrett, it'll all be on display. You will see a tirade against Catholics. It'll be the most insulting attack on religion in the history of America, because God forbid any conservative ever makes a comment about Islam. They go crazy to left. They just love Islam. They love Muslim, even Muslim terrorists. They just love them. They feel bad because their mommy once spanked them as a child. Their daddy left. He got dropped off a roof because he was gay. They don't like that. You know, they feel you had a tough childhood. So the fact that you're now a terrorist and you killed 100 gay people in a nightclub, there's always an excuse from the left, always. They've got an excuse if you're a Muslim terrorist, a killer. But they never have an excuse if you're a white person, let alone a white Catholic. So if Trump picks Amy Coney Barrett, this will be the greatest thing that ever happened to the Republican Party. Because at that point, the Democratic Party is going to turn off every Catholic in America. Certainly every white Catholic in America, but I'm sure they will offend many Hispanic Catholics as well. And this is exactly what we need. This is what we need to show the true face of the Democratic Party as the white Catholic haters they are. While they defend Muslims, they hate white Catholics. So this will be the perfect opportunity to put their hatred and racism on display. And believe me, it's going to come out. Believe me. And it's going to win over Catholics to the Republican Party and to Donald Trump for the next many, many, many years to come. So, Donald Trump, if you are smart, play your cards right. There's lots of good choices. I won't be upset with any one of them. Any one of them. But if you pick Barrett, I think at that point you've got a real winner. In so many levels. First of all, they can't attack a woman the same way they attack a man. God forbid you name a white, middle-aged man. Oh, my God. A straight, white, middle-aged man who's a Republican. Oh, my God. The Democratic Party will attack with the most viciousness anyone's ever seen. But they won't dare do it to a woman, especially an attractive woman. She has to be beautiful. And so if you attack her viciously, America will be so turned off. But now if you bring up her religion, every Catholic in this country will be aghast and angry and hate the Democratic Party forevermore. So good luck, Donald Trump. Put him in a corner and name Amy Barrett. That's your choice. And the latest report is out. President Trump has chosen his SCOTUS nominee. President Trump has reportedly already chosen his next Supreme Court nominee, according to sources who spoke with Fox News. And earlier today, he tweeted he'd be announcing his next pick at 9 p.m. Eastern, so I hope he's picked him or her. It's President Trump's second Supreme Court pick. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2017. Trump tweeted, "I've long heard the most important decision a U.S. president can make is the selection of a Supreme Court justice. It'll be announced tonight at 9 p.m. And several people believe it is Amy Barrett, and the reason why they believe it is because United States Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah put a defense of whoever is picking over the weekend, whoever Trump's pick is over the weekend, and he kept saying her, she, which gave you a tip-off. Leftists already made plans to go nuts. Refuse fascism is planning a nationwide protest Monday night after Trump makes an announcement. I wish I could be a fly in the wall and watch those nutcases. Here's what you're dealing with, the nutcases of the left. Cynthia Nixon is running for governor of New York. That's right. The Cynthia Nixon was an actress on that show, whatever the hell it was called, Sex in the City. Chris always knows. Chris always, if it's politics, I know. But if it's anything else, my board op Chris knows. Sex in the City, a show I've never watched in my life and never will watch. Cynthia Nixon says no better description than to call ICE a terrorist organization. Do you understand the mental illness, the mental derangement of liberals? A person who comes to this country as a terrorist, an Islamic terrorist, they defend, and ICE, who's saving women and children from sure death, who protects women from rape, who finds kidnapped people and saves them, who tries to be the thin blue line that keeps our countrymen safe from terrible people, they're a terrorist organization. Do you understand? It's white is black, and black is white, and red is blue, and up is down. It's like that Katy Perry song. Up is down, black is white. You're up, and I'm down. Democrats live in an opposite world from us. Terrorists aren't bad, and good people are terrorists. The Democratic Party is officially nuts. And you know what? It's okay, because America is hearing all of this. And they're tuning out and they're realizing they can never vote Democrat again. Only the dumbest people and the smartest, oversmart, intellectual, book smart bookworms and nerds believe in the Democratic Party. And nobody in the middle can understand anything they're saying anymore. It's all gibberish. You know, when Democrats talk, it might as well be from Mars. It might be communication from Mars to Venus. Because you're all freaking nuts. Wow. You're from the planet Uranus. Never in my life have I seen such people that are so freaking nuts. Here's another one. Boston considering giving non-citizens, including DACA recipients, voting rights. Now, I've argued, as all conservatives have, for many years now. I'm sure Michael Savage says the same thing. Sean Hannity says the same thing. Rush Limbaugh says the same thing. Mark Levin says the same thing. The Democratic Party is the party of illegal immigrants. And they want illegals to vote. And they want illegals to get Obamacare. And whenever I say that, liberals say you're wrong, you're lying, you're ridiculous. How crazy, what are you talking about? And then they always prove me right. Of course they want illegals voting. They're giving illegals voting rights now. If they didn't want it to vote, they wouldn't have given them driver's licenses in states like California and even my home state of Nevada. They gave them driver's licenses because they knew they'd vote. Because you can't tell the difference between a driver's license for a citizen and a driver's license for a non-citizen. So they knew illegals would vote by the millions. And they are. And now they're not even bothering to hide it. Just like they said they'll never give Obamacare. And many states, including California, are voting to give Obamacare. You're going to give an illegal alien the same rights as my kids. And pay for all their medical. Why wouldn't they all come here? Boston considering giving non-citizens, including DACA recipients, voting rights. The Boston Globe reports the city council is holding a hearing on Tuesday to explore ways to make city elections more inclusive by allowing immigrants with legal status in the country the right to vote in municipal races. First of all, I'm sure Massachusetts is one of the states that gives driver's license to illegals. They're hiding the fact that illegals are all voting by the millions all over this country. There were roughly 6,300 DACA recipients in Boston as of 2017. If the city council allows the changes, they'd be included. They could be included in those who are granted voting rights along with legal, permanent residents, and visa holders. So now you have a visa. You're allowed to vote in the United States. You have a visa from Saudi Arabia. You have a visa from Jordan. You have a visa from Iraq. You have a visa from Iran. A visa from Zimbabwe. We're going to let you vote, and your vote's going to cancel out mine. According to City Council President Andrea Campbell, who called for the hearing, Boston has 190,000 non-citizen residents, which represents 28% of the city population. Wow. Hyde Park City Councilor Tim McCarthy has promised to push back against the effort. Voting is a U.S. citizen's privilege. It's the ultimate privilege, McCarthy said, and I, for one, will continue to fight that it remains that way. Voting for non-citizens is a step too far. You think? You think? And then on the same issue of insanity, Netflix host Michelle Wolf leads pro-abortion salute, and she says, God bless abortions. Now, let me explain to you where I stand on abortion. I have a very moderate view of abortion. I'm pro-life. I think abortion is disgusting. I don't want anyone, my family, to ever have an abortion. I would never allow it. It's murder. But I've actually been quite open-minded. If women want to do that, and it's legal according to the United States Supreme Court, there's nothing I can do about it, and that's life. But you can't allow government funding of abortion. I won't let my money be used for abortion. And you can't allow late-term abortions. Anything beyond month six can never be allowed. Third trimester abortions are insanity. So I'm pretty reasonable. Up until then, you're going to have an abortion. That's the end of it. I'm not going to get involved in the argument. But to say God bless abortions makes you a sicko. Makes you a mentally deranged nutcase. Makes you supportive of murder. You think it's wonderful and God should bless sucking a baby out of a woman's womb with a vacuum cleaner. And sometimes they're still alive and they murder them. Gee, that's God bless, isn't it? Liberals.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee-oh! You melted me!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You're a relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, warrior for truth. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. A warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that's all wonderful wall. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. Fight for American citizens, native-born Americans, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET. Owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Be among the first 100 and get your free American Silver Eagle coin. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful, it's brassy, it's bodacious. Call 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Speaking of calls, J.D. on line one from Las Vegas. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, buddy. Hey, I agree with you 100% on Barrett, especially with Orrin Hatch's papa. And there has never been a conservative woman on the Supreme Court. It's about time we had one. Reagan put O'Connor on there, but she turned into a waffly liberal. And this is good. I think women will appreciate the fact that This woman has five natural kids, two adopted kids from Haiti that are both handicapped children. And I, too, believe that they'll have to back off, especially the men in the Senate, a little bit. Feinstein could go after her again, but some of the men are going to have to walk gingerly. And I was announced yesterday in 2017, under President Trump, 1 million legal immigrants came into this country, plus 100,000 refugees. So maybe they should throw this in front of all of these protesters.
All right, J.D., thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Amy Barrett is our choice. Amy Coney Barrett. Smart people like Amy Coney Barrett. And by the way, J.D. said it'd be tough for the U.S. senators, the men, to go after her, and that's true. But I still think they're going to go after her Catholicism, not her femaleism. They're not going after her for being a woman. They're going to go after her for being a Catholic. And they just can't hold themselves back. And we've seen it already. They did it. Feinstein did it to her when she was up for, you know, her present judgeship. Feinstein grilled her over being a Catholic. And so you can imagine it happening again. It would be great. There's only two things that could happen. They're going to do it, in which case they're going to turn off Catholics forever, or they're not going to do it because they hear Wainwright's advice, and they're scared to death, and therefore she'll be easily affirmed. And here's Yahoo paints Catholic Judge Amy Barrett as a Christian cultist because she's a devout Catholic. Wow. There are several leading thinkers in the U.S. today who believe Satan has taken hold of the Democratic Party. This won't help. According to the far-left Yahoo, stringent Catholics like Judge Amy Barrett are cultists. This is the type of anti-Christian filth that is promoted by the liberal media and Democrats today. This is Yahoo News. Skeptics of Judge Amy Barrett's involvement with a group called People of Praise have questioned whether the group has demonstrated cult-like elements. People of Praise. Who are the People of Praise that Supreme Court contender Amy Coney Barrett belongs to? Many Christians view this time as a bona fide revival, a unique manifestation of God's power, similar to the Great Awakenings of the 18th and 19th century. So they're just trying to make it like it's a cult. Because according to Yahoo, having an almost tangible sense of communion with God is a cultish experience. So Jack Posbiek says Yahoo News goes full anti-Christian. And I told you that would happen. Meanwhile, Trump's doing great things. Under new management, Trump's fresh eyes sparks massive federal reform. President Trump's taking charge of his administration's effort to reform the federal government and the federal workforce, the biggest demonstration yet that Washington is under new management. Aides described the president as personally invested in the 32-point plan to shake the bureaucracy out of a 1950s model based on secretarial pools. We need a fresh perspective. Wow. That's nice. I like that. Can you imagine how bad our government is run? You can't believe how bad it's run. I'll tell you his ideas when we get back. But leave it to say the federal government is a joke. Most of them couldn't spell CAD. You spot them, the C and the A. They move at 1 mile an hour. They get no work done. They look at their watches for 20 years until they retire with a pension for not working for the rest of their lives. And Trump's going to try and turn it into a business. Glory, hallelujah.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War now.
USA Radio News. Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zawig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave, and, you know, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his pick for the Supreme Court of the United States. All we're hearing right now is President Trump has made that choice. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the one thing he wants in the next Supreme Court justice.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, you're listening to me on USA Radio, nationally syndicated, but I'm also on national TV, on Newsmax TV, on the last hour of this show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, right before Trump makes his Supreme Court picks. And make sure you tune in. You know, my pick is Amy Coney Barrett. I hope that's his pick. I think any of them are good. There isn't a bad pick, but I think she's the perfect pick. And if you want to watch me on Newsmax TV, it's America's fastest growing cable news channel, 50 million homes and growing fast, DirecTV, Dish, Fios, UVerse. Stream live on YouTube, NewsmaxTV.com as well. And we're really conservative. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system, tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this 800 number, and Newsmax will connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And they will instantly connect you to your local cable system, and they'll put you into the right section at their offices, and you will tell them that you want your Newsmax TV with Wayne Allen Root. Favorite show is Wayne Root, and you want it on your cable carrier, and you're going to switch to DirecTV or Dish if they do not get Newsmax TV. 844-500-6397, it's all free, and you can get Newsmax on your local cable carrier. Cliff Lawrence sends me jokes, and I'll get to my esteemed guest, Joel Gilbert, in a sec. He says, tonight President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee. All four of the leading contenders are fierce defenders of the Constitution, or as Democrats call them, extremists. People close to Hillary Clinton say she's planning to run again in 2020. Obviously, her greatest challenge will be living until 2020. Good one, Cliff. USA Today poll, according to a new poll, 23% of Americans want Hillary Clinton to run for the White House compared to 48% who want her to run in front of a speeding train. And finally, all four semifinalists at this year's World Cup soccer tournament are European. Yeah, I don't care either. Exactly. That's why ratings are down by like 60%, because there's no one in America that gives a crap about four European teams playing each other. It's the minute America didn't get in, that was the end of the World Cup for all of us. So good luck. Next time, you better make sure America gets in. Fix the process, guys. All right, we've got Joel Gilbert here, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment. Among his many films are political documentaries, including Trump, The Art of the Insult, and I know he's done a couple of documentaries about my old college classmate at Columbia University. We graduated on the same day, same major, both pre-law, never saw the guy, Barack Hussein Obama. Columbia class of 83, along with Wayne Allen Root. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, don't know anyone ever saw him, heard of him, met him. I know Joel did a few documentaries on that as well. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Hey, great to be here. Great to talk to you again, Wayne. We both did a lot of research on Obama some time back. I've continued that research, by the way, and found out quite a lot of new information, especially about that missing Columbia year. I don't know if you have time to talk about that, but whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I wouldn't mind. I know my listeners love the fact that I went to Columbia, graduated on the same day as Obama, and was in all the same ages as him, and never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, spoke to professors who never heard him, ever met him, and said he could not graduate, couldn't be in class without, it's impossible he could have been in our class without going to their specific class. It was required,
right,
and he was never in their class. So do you have any idea?
Here's what I've established. I've talked to a lot of people and got the story from several people. I talked to Peter Geithner, who was the father of Timothy Geithner. Peter Geithner was head of the Ford Foundation in Asia, and that was Obama's mother's boss when she was in Indonesia with young Barry. I've also become very friendly with Obama's best buddy from high school named Keith Kakagawa, who he referred to as Ray in his autobiography, Dreams from My Father. Keith, unfortunately, is still up in Corcoran State Prison, but I've gotten quite a lot of information from all these different sources. And here's what happened is Obama was an international studies major at Occidental, and 99% of them went on a junior year abroad. And the information I got from Peter Geithner, from Buddy, everybody else, Obama was on a Ford Foundation junior year abroad in Pakistan. That's why, I remember, he told us, it wasn't written in his book, but he told us when he was running, he was in Pakistan the summer before the junior year.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. No American was allowed into Pakistan with an American passport in those days, correct?
Not true. In fact, just by coincidence, I traveled myself from Europe to Thailand in the summer of 83, 84, I can't remember which, and the issue was, and I went to Pakistan, I went through Pakistan for a couple of days, and the only issue was, because there was no Pakistan embassy in Washington, you had to get a visa to Pakistan in a third country. So I went to the Pakistani embassy in Rome and got my visa to Pakistan. I'm sure that Barry probably went through Indonesia and went to the Pakistan embassy in Indonesia in Jakarta, and that's how he got his passport visa to Pakistan. So it was not impossible at all. You just couldn't get it in the United States. So Barry was on a Ford Foundation-sponsored program in Pakistan for the junior year. My information is he was there the winter semester and then came to Columbia to kind of write up his paper only in February of the following year. I think it would have been 82 or 81. And his buddy, of course, Phil Borner, that he claimed he was with there for a full 2 years. Also, Phil Borner only arrived at Columbia at the same time from a similar program. So then Obama, during the senior year, he only took freshman courses in order to fill out his requirements. He already done all the requirements for political science from, you know, Occidental and from being in Pakistan that junior year. Most of the junior year. So he needed to fill out the core requirements to graduate from Columbia. That's why you never saw him. He was taking freshman classes.
But how could you possibly go to Columbia for only 1 year and graduate and call yourself an Ivy League grad? That makes no sense.
Well, this is also why he kept a low profile. The information I have is that, of course, Obama's mother worked for the Ford Foundation, and Obama got a Ford Foundation scholarship into Columbia also for that senior year, as well as a year abroad. And the nepotism laws are very strict with the Ford Foundation. You're not allowed to get scholarships if you have a relative. So my theory is that Obama kept a very low profile at Columbia, not like at Harvard and at Occidental. He was in every single student, you know, president of the law review, every student organization in Occidental. Everybody knew who he was. I think because of the what would have been an illegal scholarship, he decided to keep a very low profile. His half-sister, Maya, by the way, she went to Barnard, also part of the Columbia family.
Yeah.
And she's also a ghost. You can't find any yearbook, any organization that you can even find that she was ever there. So it appears to me that he only was there the senior year. The Ford Foundation connection, of course, Timothy Geithner became his Treasury Secretary. It's pretty much clear, and it's been confirmed by several different sources, that that's the picture. And Obama was on essentially an illegal Ford Foundation scholarship and had to keep a low profile.
And why would his records be sealed? And nobody's ever seen his Columbia College records.
Well, if
ever.
He let his record, look, his story that he said, I transferred come from a transfer program, which no college has a transfer program to get rid of their students. Right. I transferred with Phil Borner from Occidental to Columbia after my sophomore year. Total BS. He wrote that in 1995 because, again, he's covering up that he was on this Ford Foundation scholarship, which he's not supposed to be, in Pakistan, and it sounds better when he's 1995, he's thinking of running for president one day. It sounds better to say, hey, I screwed around in Pakistan for a year, and my mom got me this scholarship. It's better if you say in 1995 in your book, hey, Ivy League guy here, I went to Columbia for 2 years. It just sounds better. And I think that was kind of the background he was, you know, putting together, along with the other fraud, which you know from my movie Dreams for My Real Father, that his real father was not the Kenyan student, the goat herder. I showed a mountain of evidence. His real father is the man that he admits raised him, which is the Russian agent named Frank Marshall Davis,
mm-hmm.
one of the original Bolshevik, black Bolsheviks, they called them, out of Chicago, that moved to Hawaii on orders of the Kremlin. The whole history there in my movie. And Obama was radicalized by Davis in his formative years. So much so that in his book he said, I went to Occidental College so I could study with Marxist professors. You know, who does that unless you've been radicalized?
But there's another part of the story that makes no sense to me, okay?
Please,
Columbia
please.
University is one of the five best colleges in America. Every year,
yeah.
Top five, always. Some years like number three, right behind Harvard and Yale.
Yeah.
And it's impossible that two students from an average school like Occidental, two, Phil Boehner and him, could have both gotten in at the same time. And not only that, but my understanding is Obama had lousy grades at Occidental. He was a pot smoker.
Yeah.
He didn't go to class much.
Yeah,
and he had crappy grades. How would he have gotten into Ivy League Columbia? And how would his classmate have gotten in, too?
I'll tell you. Look, what did Peter Geithner do after he finished up working at the Ford Foundation? He had a professorship at Columbia. The Ford Foundation is intimately involved with Colombia. It's also connected to some of the intelligence services as well. Now, Phil Barner, he grew up in Germany. His father, his uncle, they worked at the U.S. Embassy, you know, in Berlin. It was pretty obvious if you look at the history of the family that they're probably spook, CIA, you know, intelligence people. Phil Barner, if you look at his resume on LinkedIn, he disappears for 4 years or for 8 years. You know, he keeps going on these tours where no one knows where he is. Don't forget he grew up speaking fluent German. So he was probably someone that worked for the service, you know, intelligence services, I'm guessing, during the Cold War. And, you know, Obama, after Colombia, he works at DCI. This is kind of a CIA front organization. So typically with these scholarships with Ford Foundation, they require you to go to work for one of their organizations as part of the deal. So I think that's all connected. When you say, how did they get in there? I think it was all connected through the intelligence services.
All right, hang with me through the break. We'll talk about the main reason he came on the show, which is Hillary running again in 2020, or at least the signs are there. You wrote an article about it. Our guest is Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment. We'll be right back. More with Joel Gilbert. And Wayne Allyn Root will be going to war when we get back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root from My Patriot Supply. They are the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're going to continue in a second with my esteemed guest, Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment. I want to make sure you know that each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $57 each. Take action now. Every step of the way, you need to protect your family. You need to be your own first responder. You can't wait for the police. You can't wait for the military. You can't wait for the National Guard. You can't wait for President Trump. You've got to be your own first responder in case something happens. It's a cheap amount of money to ensure that your family survives for a couple of weeks till the government gets involved. Two-week emergency food supply for just $57 each. Take action now at 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Take this step today and rest easy knowing you're prepared. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. All right, My Patriot Supply, thank you for sponsoring this segment of the show. By the way, it's not my company. They went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, because they knew they were going to be a sponsor of Wayne Root's show, but it's not my company. I want to make sure people know I'm not no conflict of interest here. My Patriot Supply is owned by My Patriot Supply. But the website is preparewithwayne.com. All right, we're back with Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment, many political documentaries, including Trump, The Art of the Insult. And he's got a column in American Thinker called Here's Why Hillary is Running Again in 2020. So you actually believe the odds are Hillary is going to run again?
I do. I put this article out on Friday morning, and I guess Michael Goodwin from New York Post picked it up and quoted it extensively. I didn't get the credit, but that's what you want to do. You want to start a conversation, and a number of other outlets have picked it up nonstop. It's really gone viral. And I think I make the argument, and I think it's pretty obvious when you look at her actions since she lost up till today, she's still campaigning. She's going abroad. She's continuing the campaign. She continues to preach that she lost only because of that damn Constitution thing, the Electoral College. She won by 3 million votes, Russia, Russia, Russia. And she keeps talking about our values and, Trump is racist and sexist. The followers are deplorable. She's continuing the campaign. And when you look at the reality of who she is and what she's said her whole life, she continues to tell that story about how, you know, when I was 6 years old, some little girls knocked me down, and I came home, and my mom said, it's not how you get knocked down, it's how you get back up. And she keeps talking about that. That's her kind of her life mantra. And when you look at not only her behavior, but you look at the equation, that Hillary can easily get 25% of the vote in primaries, and the rest of the vote would be split amongst a number of, I guess you call them publicity hounds, because I think the better candidates are going to avoid 2020 because of Trump's personality, the strength of the economy. They're not going to want to ruin their chances by being someone who's trying again and again. So I think you're going to have Hillary against about 10 candidates that are all going to pull about 5, 6, 8% each, and she's going to have money. She's the only person who has maybe $1 billion that the Clinton Foundation has stashed away. You didn't think the Russian money really went to the Haitian children. And she has a fundraising mechanism in place for 30 years. So it's going to be very tough for anybody to outraise money-wise. She's got an argument. She says, look, the election was stolen from me. And she has a clear path. No candidate can say, I have a path to get there. She has a path to get there with her core supporters, her loyal supporters. And, you know, the mainstream media is just going to say she has unfinished business. She wants to break the glass ceiling. She's going to give it another try.
No, but there's something left out of this. I agree with everything you're saying, except... Yeah. Why isn't Jeff Sessions indicting her? She can't run for president if she's being prosecuted, and she's committed massive crimes, and we all know it. And the Clinton Foundation is a big scam.
Well, look, Sessions isn't doing anything at all, so it's not about Sessions. The question is, how can the Clintons have a rap sheet that would make Al Capone blush, and they always get away with it? And the way they do it is by perpetually running for office or being in office. And what they do is they scare the jailers. The jailers know, if these people come into power, or they're in power, we're in big trouble, so we're not going to pursue it. You saw Lisa Page wrote Strzok, you know, be careful, because she could be president. So as long as people are afraid of their power, which they still are, in Arkansas, throughout the country, the DNC, they're very powerful. They have money, they have connections, they have fixers. They are the party, and people are still very fearful. That's why I think that if she runs, no Democrat is going to criticize her, because then you end up in a Trump campaign commercial. Or you
wind up dead in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, they say, you know, don't mess with the Clintons. If you mess with the Clintons, you end up dead. Or I like what Jim McDougal said. He said the Clintons are like a tornado. They come into town, they destroy everything they touch, and they just move on.
Exactly.
And so your good question is, like, well, how is she going to stay out of jail? She stays out of jail by people being afraid because they think she may take power. Now, so I think she has a clear path to the nomination. I laid out the argument why that's the case. Also, even the Democrats will say to themselves, well, let's just let her go. She'll be cannon fodder for 2020, and then we'll come back for the ultimate death match for America in 2024, socialism versus capitalism, and they can get rid of the entire old guard. So that may be another reason to let her have the nomination.
All right, Joel. Joel Gilbert's our wonderful guest. We love Joel. He's Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment, and he's the one who wrote the column that got it all started. Hillary will be running again in 2020. Thanks, Joel, for coming on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ooh.